Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
The Burt Show.
All right, look, if you're going to have problems in your marriage, can we just put them on pause for the first 2 years? All right, can we just make the first 2 years an honest relationship before the marriage starts crumbling? Katie knows somebody who already, they just pretty much got married. It's a new wife. And this dude finds out that she's been lying about finances?
Yes, and I want to know what you all would do if you all were in this situation. So my friend, her father, he just recently got married to a woman that he's been dating for about 2 years. They decided to keep, you know, no real wedding. They just went to the courthouse, had a little reception. They're like, eh, we're too old for that. Let's just get straight to the point. And for the most part, from what my friend has known about this relationship, it's been good. She's met the woman. She thinks the woman is nice and great. So she, of course, was like, I'm happy that she's in our lives now, right?
There's been no red flags that they've noticed.
No red flags at all. So when they...
That's a red flag, by the way.
No red flags,
no
is,
red
a red
flags
flag.
Is a red flag.
There has to be at least one little red one.
It gotta be some
one
wrong.
Little red one.
It should be a yellow flag, not a red.
All right.
There is no such thing as no red flags.
No.
Right.
Can't be too... That's too... It's perfect.
I guess. So before they got married, they discussed what their future would look like because they lived in separate households and they lived in an apartment and they were trying to determine, do we get a house? And if we're going to get a house, then we're going to need to make this investment. There's going to be a lot of money that we're going to put into this. However, she told my friend's father that, you know, let's hold off on the house because I have some debts that I need to pay off. And I just want to let you know, before getting married, I'm in debt. So maybe getting a house right now is not the best idea. We can just do an apartment. It's only the two of us. Our kids are grown.
She was honest right from the jump, though.
Right.
That's a green flag.
Is it what?
That's a green flag.
Yeah, exactly.
Show all the ugliness right off the bat.
But
that's what Mo says.
Some debt, some might consider that a little red flag, considering how significant the debt is.
For sure.
So he's like, you know what? If we're going to be a part of this union, you're my woman. I got you, right? Because at this time, he's thinking, I make more money. I have a little stuff stacked up. How much in debt are you? And I'll see what I can help you pay off.
Sure.
So we can get down. So she tells him how much debt she is. And it's probably ranging nearly $30,000.
Okay.
Of debt.
Okay.
That's significant.
A little heavy.
Yeah. Very heavy. But he helps her pay it. He pays about $25,000.
Come on, King.
Right?
Wow.
Because he got some money stacked up. And this is his lady. Why not? Not thinking anything of it. They get married. They've only been married for like a month or so, not too long. And he notices one day going through mail that there's like a, I guess like her savings account statement that's out on like the table. And when he sees the number.
It was already open or he opened it?
It was already open.
Okay.
It was like with all the mail though. Like, you know, you open mail, leave it around. And he sees the number. She has about a quarter of a mil in her savings account.
In her savings account.
In her savings account.
Oh, no.
Not only that, he sees this, he's upset, he confronts her, like, hey, what's this? Where does money come from? Right? You never told me about this money. And she confesses, I've been lying about my finances. I actually had this money stacked up. I don't know what excuse she gave. She just said that she had money stacked up, and then she told him about her income. Not only that, he thought that she probably made about $70,000 a year. No, she's well in the six figures.
Good boy.
So now he feels like, I just helped you pay this debt off that you could have paid yourself.
Easily.
But you purposely didn't tell me this. What do I do with this information now?
Look, man.
Ooh, financial infidelity sucks.
Totally. I mean,
this is so tough for me because my first instinct is I want my money back and I'm gone. But you rich and now I kind of want to stay. I'm confused.
What was the reasoning behind her not being honest at all?
I didn't get the full details of the reasoning why. She just said, basically, I'm sorry. I don't know.
I know sometimes reasoning for a woman is, look, I'm going to have this in my back pocket. So if something goes wrong with me and my man, then I can always fall back on this, which I sort of respect, to be honest with you, because if you're depending on somebody else for all of your cash and he decides like this thing is all over, you've got nothing.
The financial safety net, I totally understand.
Yeah. But this is him paying off her debt when she has this. That's 100% wrong. And then lying on, like, what was she trying to accomplish by lying about her salary also? Or her, she didn't lie, I guess. He was just assuming.
I think from what I'm basing this off of, I think it's more of what can I get out of him?
Exactly.
Like, how much will he really do for me? How much does he really love me?
See, this is such a character thing for me. That's like cheating for me. It's such a character issue that she lied and had him cover for her when she had the means. I don't know that I would look at her the same way.
For me, it would be just as bad as cheating. It's like the same thing. It's not the fact that she had the money. If you wanted to keep that to yourself and have a little stash just in case, that's fine. I mean, a quarter of a million is more than a little stash. But the fact that you let me pay off the debt, knowing that you had that and could have paid it, your own debt 50-11 times if you wanted to, it would be no coming back from me.
Totally getting taken advantage of. Mm-hmm. So playing a fool. He must feel like a fool.
What's your friend saying her dad's doing?
Well, he's conflicted because he's like, at this age, I thought I found love and I really want to be with her. And we just got married. We just moved in. This is a sticky situation. So he doesn't really know what he's going to do.
I would be breaking up, but she taking me on a vacation first.
She's cut me a check for $25,000. What she's doing.
That is honestly the first thing she's got to do is give him that back.
And he shouldn't have to ask for it. Like after he finds this out, she should immediately pull out that checkbook and write him a $25,000 check and hand it to him without him even having to ask.
That's true.
100%.
With interest.
Yes. All right, Kristen, how are you gonna start us off? A stupid bit of the week already?
All right, so Bert, last week you shared a story with us of how Nebraska was scrapping their tourism slogan.
Their slogan?
Yes.
What you call it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did I say slogan?
You did say slogan.
Wow, I like that. It's like slogan and logo.
I thought it was swag. I thought you did it on purpose.
I think I did motto and slogan and turned it into slogan.
This Super Bowl really is going to be making us a very interesting show today.
At least for the first couple hours, I think you're right.
Because I stayed up for the entire game and I had some beers last night, so it's on today.
That's the kind of thing. You can't turn that off. I mean, it was so close the entire time. There was no chance for you to go like, this thing's over and be surprised. It was so close the whole way, you couldn't turn it off.
Beginning to end, it was amazing.
All right, so their slogan used to be Nebraska. Honestly, it's not for everyone.
Adds up.
So the Tourism Commission announced that it's ditching the tagline because apparently the new governor is not a fan. He called it nonsense. But, I mean, I'm a fan because, again, Nebraska, when you're asking people where they're going on a vacation, if you're going somewhere in the continental U.S., they're typically not going to be like, Nebraska. So I went and I was curious what the other state slogans were. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read off a state slogan. And that was legit Nebraska's for the longest time. I'm going to read off a state slogan.
I love that kind of honesty. It's just like,
honestly, it's not for everyone.
It's not for everyone. It's just like, you know what? Just go around us. Don't even drive through our state.
So I'm going to ask each of you individually which state you think this belongs to. Obviously, I took out the ones like, find your Alaska. I think that one's pretty obvious. Or Sweet Home Alabama. Uh-huh. Or Georgia on my mind. I think those would have given it away for you. So, Mo, what state belongs to this slogan? We like it here. You might too.
I'm going to go with, randomly, I have no idea why, Ohio.
Okay. Think more Northeast. But it started with the right letter.
Oh, now it's trivia. Oregon.
Yes!
Northwest?
You mean Northwest.
Oh, God bless him.
That's Super Bowl Monday,
but
boy.
You still got it.
That's why I hit the buzzer.
I'm down with you.
Doug and pick up and move.
How many beers are we talking about last night?
Four. All right. Abby, what state belongs to this state slogan? Fun-sized.
Fun-sized?
That is literally their state slogan.
Okay, so it's got to be something in the actual Northeast, or should I say the Northwest?
It's the actual Northeast.
It depends which way you're looking at the map.
If you're looking at it in a mirror, it's the other way.
I want to say, okay, so I'm going to narrow it down to Vermont, Rhode Island, and Delaware.
It is one of those.
I feel like Vermont is too serious.
Right.
Like, they wouldn't be like fun size because they have the beautiful leaves, the rich people that go there to vacation.
You've narrowed it down to the final two, and one of them is it.
I feel like Rhode Island is not as serious as Vermont, but they're kind of like the middle child to where they would kind of be like, they would roll their eyes at that. So I'm going to go Delaware.
It was Rhode Island.
Oh. No!
Oh! Yeah, they're the smallest state.
Oh, really?
That's
I thought
fine,
maybe Delaware was the smallest because they're the most irrelevant. Or maybe New Hampshire. How did I forget New Hampshire?
The president of the United States is from Delaware. What do you mean? It's irrelevant.
Well,
all right, Bart.
Yes.
The state slogan is, sounds good to me.
Sound good to me. That feels like Tennessee.
It is.
What is going on?
Yeah, just because of the music. And
Tennessee.
The music.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Well played.
All right, Mo.
Mm-hmm.
State slogan is, it's like a whole other country.
Yeah, it is.
I know this one.
You do?
Yeah.
Does it's Miami like a- have a slogan?
That's a city.
Definitely a city.
Am I wrong?
No.
That was good. It was good.
It's like a whole other country. Look, ready?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Texas.
Yeah!
It would like to be its own other country. That's what it should say.
All right, Abby. Which one I want to give you? Okay. I think this one's obvious, too. Dream big. That is the state slogan. Dream big.
California?
It is.
Yes!
You guys are so good. Wow. All right. Hardest one. Last one for you.
All right.
It's all here.
It's all here.
Mm-hmm.
It's all here.
I didn't know it was all here.
You know where that is? It is Colorado.
It is not.
Okay.
No, it's not there.
I want to give you a...
It's all here. We've got mountains, and we've got oceans, and we... No, it's not all here.
No, they don't have
that. They don't. They're lying.
They're lying. Think of... I can't think of a tip for you. Massachusetts.
Oh, it's not all there.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that aren't there.
But overall, I'm very impressed with all of you.
And we're impressed that you sort of know how to read a map.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, Oregon, that beautiful Northeast.
Hey.
I can't wait to visit someday.
It's the Bert Show.
The Bert Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Bert. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout. Look at messy Mikey. Not so messy today. Look at him with this new, like, hair cuttery hair. Looks good, man.
I did not like the way this turned out.
Why not?
They gave me the anime look or something.
Yeah.
It's all long in the front. They feathered this right here. It's all not good. It's been an ego deflator for sure.
Looks like it's a sixth grade picture day.
It is.
You look so adorable. Oh, I just want to like pinch your little cheek. Oh. Look at you.
I'm cute.
Yeah, you are. Freaking adorable. All right, so it's a woman's fault you almost got into a fight?
It's not. It's a man's fault.
It's a man's fault.
And then it's everybody's fault but mine, as usual.
You were just there.
I was just there. I was a bystander, innocent. So we're at the final, what do you call it, formal date night? So, like, it's for my girlfriend's sorority. Emotional night for everybody. It's the end. It's almost over. So, emotions are running high.
So, it's not the season finale. It's the series finale.
It's the series finale. The drinks are running. It's, like, it's dangerous waters to be in right there.
And, of course, she's very close to all of her sorority sisters, who she will probably never talk to 98% of them ever again.
Absolutely. And thank God for that. no, but basically, one of these girls was talking about her gender class and some study going on in her gender class, talking about like the size of man's brains or something. One of the girls' dates hears this, and he decided, hey, it's the last night. He has little, he's not going to have to pay for whatever he says right now.
Okay, because he knows, like, this is it. Like, yeah, you said, this is the series finale.
So he gets up, and he went too hard. I was almost supporting him, but he went too hard. He just said aggressive things, too aggressive. He threw his beer and his plate in the trash, and he walked out the door. All the girls are sitting there, just mouth agape, just shocked that he said such a thing.
I might have missed what exactly the tension was over. He was insulted.
No, so the girls were talking about this gender study class. Yeah. He got his feathers ruffled, and he...
Because he felt like they were coming down on men.
Yes.
Like they were men bashing.
And he thinks that he knows studies better than them or whatever. Uh-huh. It was stupid.
So they say men have smaller brains, basically.
Yeah.
And then he gets into a fight over it.
And he shows that he has a smaller brain.
Not only does he say it, yeah, he proves it.
Right.
No, we don't. So he gets upset, and but instead of standing there and taking what's coming to him, taking his ear beaten, he walks out the door, leaving me the last date there. I'm the last man there. Not the last man standing. I'm the last man standing. I'm not the last date. There was a lesbian couple. So it's me and this lesbian lady.
Oh, you're about to lose.
We're sitting there. I'm so quiet. I'm just trying to be nice. This is their night. I'm just being nice, hands clasped in my lap. Just right off the bat, all the hatred that was going towards this guy, mm-hmm. it was like they were staring down the scope trying to find somebody, and there I was.
Because
right,
you were
there,
the only one with the trouser snake sitting at the table.
That's exactly
trouser snake.
The last one.
Okay.
Last peen standing.
Okay. Somebody gonna get the smoke.
So basically the rest of the night I had to put up with this. It was man hate, and I've not experienced too much of this because I think that most of the time it's normal. If it's a group of girls, it's going to be man hate. If it's a group of guys, they're going to be talking crap about women. Like, that's kind of a normal thing. It's what you do. But whenever you have someone on the opposite team there, you usually tone it down a little bit. They were not toning it down. They toned it up, and it was all directed at me. And to be quite frank, it was brutal. I could only take so much there.
Were you like, ladies, I did not say these things. Why are you coming after me?
And the pressure is on because he has to defend all humankind when it comes to men too, right? You're the involuntary tribute.
Man, I wasn't defending anybody. I was just trying to take it and hoping that it was going to pass through.
Survive in advance.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's normal all the time for a group of girls to hate on men and vice versa, but there's a very easy way for you to diffuse the situation immediately. You can say, hey, guys, this is kind of feeling like man bashing, but I understand there's a lot of stuff dudes can work on and we can be better as a gender. And there's stuff women can work on, too. But why don't you tell me the things that men can do better? And immediately, you're an ally, you're a hero, and they're going to look at you differently. And the man bashing is going to stop because now you're in a position where it starts to go into the hate category, which helps no one. You can say, literally, speaking with hate and vitriol is not going to help anyone, and it's not going to change anything, so how about we have a civil conversation?
Now, if you can pull that off, think of the physical ramifications between you and your date that night also.
I'm just telling you, if you told me that and I was drunk in 22, it's not
that's what I'm about to go down. Yeah, I would have just left.
Okay. Yeah. Different people, because I'd immediately sleep with you.
That's because you went to Emory.
Yeah.
The Burt Show.
Cassie said something yesterday, or not yesterday, last week. Was it last week?
It was.
that after she got trolled online piqued my interest, and I don't know that I agree with her, but I would really like to do a deep dive into it today if you guys are up to it and want to be honest with us on The Voice Disguiser. So last week, Cassie revealed that someone went online and just said some really, really nasty, nasty things about her that she almost couldn't take seriously, right? Because they were so nasty.
It was so over the top and so obviously, like, there are things people say about opinions you have that are hurtful, but they're not really out to hurt you. It's just the way they write it. And then there are things that people say when they spew such vitriol and hate at you, you look at those comments and you're like, I can see that you hate me, but I can obviously see that you hate me because either an insecurity within yourself, a jealousy, something about yourself you don't like that you see in me. So it's not about me. It's about you.
Yeah. And let me reiterate my feelings on like trolling and being online. Like if you're waking up in the morning and one of the things that's going to give you happiness that day is cutting somebody down to their core or trying to, then as Cassie said, that's a real you thing and it's not a her thing. And there's nothing I could say to insult you and hurt you badly enough than the pain that you must have gone through in your life to get you to this point. Does that make any sense? Because that's a person that I feel like is in pain.
Yeah, and it's not even worth taking them seriously or arguing with them because I'm like, nothing I say is going to change her feeling. Like, this is about self-work, and I end up feeling sorry for them. They have to let the angst out somewhere, and I happen to be the target. Doesn't make it right, and I'm not excusing it, but I think when you get those comments, you can look past them.
It doesn't excuse the behavior. It explains the behavior, and when you are able to look at it from that lens, it doesn't have the same effect on you.
Right, and you can have some empathy for people.
So here's the question that I have for you guys. If you have ever trolled, let's say you're a reformed troller or you're still doing it, right? I'd love to put you on The Voice Disguiser because I just want to get into your head for a couple of seconds. 1-855-BIRCHOW. I'm not going to come down on you. I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to say mean things. I'm not going to troll you on the air.
You're not going to troll the former troll?
I'm not going to troll the former troll or the current troll. 1-855-BIRCHOW. But the thing that Cassie said was, she thinks that people online that are doing this are probably very nice people, but when they go online, they have a different personality. Didn't you say something like that?
Yeah, I truly believe, like, if you met, you would not know a troll in real life. And I think it's for two reasons. One, I think they're either too cowardly to back up their words with their face and say it to you in real life, so they hide behind an avatar or profile picture that's not theirs. Or this goes back to they have some kind of deep-seated pain that they are dealing with. So every day when you see them, they're a nice, normal person, but they have such a raw hurt inside them. They take that out on the internet because that is the only place where they can fully unleash that pain.
You agree with that?
I do agree with that. I was sitting here trying to contemplate to myself, like, do I see that as they're nice or they're just fake? But I do believe that a lot of people who do the trolling online are certainly not that in life if you were to meet them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Silverman had a story that she shared, and she had a guy that was trolling her hard. And she actually reached out to him, and she's like, seriously, like, what's going on? Because you're obviously dealing with something deeper. And they had this really meaningful exchange, and it turns out he had had a back injury and he was dealing with severe back pain and he wasn't coping. And she ended up finding him help for his back pain. And it ended up becoming this like kumbaya moment. That's not to say like all trolls would react that way, but in that instance, she could tell like this person that's lashing out at me obviously has something deeper going on that's causing them to do this.
That's some really beautiful grace right there.
Yeah.
That I don't have.
Yeah.
I mean, because it goes to hurt people and people project. I just hate when that's used as some type of justification because technically we're all hurting from something.
Yeah. And I kind of feel like, and look at this, calls are coming in and I didn't think we'd get any today. I just kind of felt like, you know what, if you're telling yourself like, hey, that's just my online personality, that's not who I really am, then I feel like you're lying to yourself.
That's who you are.
That's who you are. That's who you are. We will call her Emily, and she is on The Voice Disguiser. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
All right, who are you trolling? Why are you trolling? And what do you get out of it?
I am shamelessly addicted to the Housewives, Bravo, reality, everything. And I totally get off trolling all of the reality stars.
Why?
Well, first of all, I feel like they make their life public on TV, so I have a right to be in it, whether that's true or not. That's how I feel.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Let me pause you there for 1 second, because Mo just gave the biggest, like, roll of the eyes right there. What?
I just don't. I never liked that excuse to, because somebody is a public figure, that does not make them not human and give you the right to just attack them and attack their lives simply because of what they do for a living. I never understood that.
Well, let's do this, Emily. Okay, you feel entitled to be involved in your lives, then you are involved in your lives. But why don't you involve yourself in their life in a productive, kind way rather than like come to them as a friend rather than as a foe?
Sometimes I do. There are housewives that I troll and love and comment on their beautiful children. I do leave children out of it. But then there are ones that I feel portray themselves a certain way on the show. And then when they go online, they do different things, or I catch them in a lie. For example, one of the Miami housewives, I thought her kids were cute. I follow her. She takes her kids to Disney for the first time. How adorable. Why do I remember this? Because she had on this over-the-top purple Fendi outfit that was not appropriate for Disney World. And then 3 months later, she posts another picture saying it's her first time there. And I'm like, well, on January 28th was your first time there. So how is this your first time there?
But, I mean, the fact that you even know that, I mean, why is that? It's got to be something else going on in your life. That's all the thing that I always wonder, like, are you a busy person? Do you have a full-time job?
Yes, I'm very busy in my work life, but I don't do a lot in my private life. I lived a big life when I was younger, so I live a pretty low-key life. So I would kind of say outside of work, that is the drama that I indulge myself in.
Will there ever be a time, and then I'm going to move on to some other calls. I can't believe we got so many calls on this. Will there ever be a time where you think, like, you know what? I'm just fulfilled in other areas, and I just don't need to do this.
Maybe, but I kind of have fun doing it.
So it's a hobby. It's a sport for you.
Yeah.
And is getting blocked by somebody or them responding back to you like a trophy?
I have been blocked by quite a few housewives. I kind of get off that I got under their skin enough that they blocked me, but then I kind of get disappointed because I can't see anymore.
It's a real double-edged sword you got going on.
It is.
All right, Emily, thank you. Aaron, good morning. Are you currently trolling or are you a reformed troller? Aaron?
Currently trolling.
I'm sorry?
She's a currently trolling.
Currently trolling.
And who do you mostly troll?
Well, it's more like the in-laws. So my in-laws are very, what's the word, vain, and they're very much two-faced. So one thing they'll say in front of me and my side of the family, and then they'll go behind and post, like, contradicting stuff. So it's just very funny because, like, my online, I have one online, and then I have several other, like, Facebook groups and stuff that I'm in that has, like, a different name. And it's just very fun to see, like, the real side of people than what they just post on their normal feed. Does that make sense?
So you are using your trolling personality to say the things that you would like to actually say in real life.
Yes, just on the sky. It's kind of like what I'm doing right now with the Burt Show.
Okay. Question?
Does it make you, I mean, like, what's the last thing you said that you used with your troll account?
Well, the last thing that I said, I quoted, what is that name? It was one of Coco Chanel's quotes that I posted, and it was just I was basically blasting one of my sister-in-laws because he is just, she's annoying and aggravating.
Gotcha.
So she's using her trolling personality to like say, this is the thing she wants to say to her family.
Yes.
Okay. That one makes a little bit more sense to me than I'm more intrigued real
by
this.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm more intrigued by people who like go after perfect strangers. Your own family, I kind of get it.
I don't understand it.
Yeah. I can see you kind of getting pissed.
I just don't understand it.
Hey, Jessica, good morning. You were on The Voice Disguiser. Of course, that's not your real name. Are you a current troller or reformed troller?
I'm going to be completely honest. I am a reformed troller. Okay. I do not do that anymore.
Okay. Who were you trolling? Why were you trolling? What were you saying? And then how did you come out of that?
I trolled anyone and everyone, but mainly people that I grew up with in college and in high school because they always called me names. They always picked on me. I was never really invited to any functions or anything like that. And then I watched them grow and become successful, and I had not reached that level just yet. And I would just get on there. I've trolled back in MySpace. And I would say
you've been trolling
like,
for a minute.
Know,
yeah, that's a lot of anger. You're a veteran.
But even in this case, I can see the personal vendetta. Yeah. This is somebody in your life, somebody in your background. So
that bullied you, that called you names.
It's more understandable.
That's more retaliation. It's right. Still trolling, but it feels like retaliation.
Maybe I should have framed it differently. Like, I think it's the celebrity trolling that doesn't make any sense to me. Here's Megan. Good morning. You were on The Bert Show. Who are you trolling?
Hey, good morning. So it's not me. It's my mom that is a troll. Or, you know, might be. I'm not really sure. I've kind of blocked her on everything. So it started back maybe 5-10 years ago when Facebook games were really big. You know how you had to have a big friend network to, like, get extra lives?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what she would do is she would make all of these fake profiles to get extra lives on Facebook games, and she would, you know, add me because I was a loser and didn't have any friends and needed more Facebook game lives too. And then it turned into her ragging on my parents my father and my stepmother who had gotten divorced. And then she just got bored and she did start just trolling celebrities because she's a hateful woman and that was fun to her.
So you're saying her personality trolling was the same off trolling. She's just a hateful person.
Yeah, she's just legit a mean, hateful woman.
Okay, and I'll take one more. I was really hoping to find out, like, for if there's somebody that you've never even met before, and you're never going to meet them, like, why?
I think it's hard to justify that.
Yeah. Hey, Ray, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser. One last call here. What's up?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
So I would say that my former trolling, I mostly stopped because I just don't have time right now.
There you go.
Pretty justified. So I would find people that were, I don't want to get a little too political on your show because I know how you're feeling right now. I would find people that would stand outside of certain clinics, if you know what I mean, and terrorize the clinics, I would find them, and I would troll them.
So you were almost like feeling like you were almost heroic in doing it. You were standing up for a cause, but you couldn't do it as your real you, or there would be ramifications.
Yeah, kind of. I ended up getting one person to stop coming to the clinic completely because I was constantly bringing up their deceased son. In my trolling?
Oh, God.
Oh, my
You're
God.
Going deep.
So, yeah. Trolling, that was definitely more of a keyboard warrior moment for me. But right now, I just don't have time for it.
Okay. So you were, I mean, it was rewarding for you because you really felt like you were sticking up for a cause.
Oh, yeah. I definitely got some people to leave some innocent people alone.
Okay.
For sure.
All right. Some of those, I can understand. It seems exhausting to me.
Yeah.
But I can at least see where, like, they feel like they're doing they're doing God's work. Right? But the celebrity ones, I'm still scratching my head about. You're never going to meet these people. They're not even the people that they claim to be on a TV show. They're not even like that in real life.
Entertaining.
Can we make amendments to the Ten Commandments and throw an 11th one on there that says, thou shalt not troll?
Yes.
We need to.
It's time to update the Bible.
Software
for sure.
Update needs necessary.
Now that's doing God's work.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data, keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
All right, Mo, before you even hear any of the details, congratulations, you're getting married.
Really?
I'm happy?
In this hypothetical situation, yes, you are.
Okay.
Congratulations, you're getting married.
Yes!
And your future bride, you're selling it, man. Your future bride gifts you with a boudoir photo shoot.
Okay.
A nice little photo album of her in like some really slinky outfits.
I'm here for it.
Maybe showing a... uh-huh. He's like, maybe I should be getting married.
Just don't do what I did, because I did give my husband a boudoir photo album, and he opened it in front of his best men and nephews.
No! Yeah,
had to slam it shut. And everyone's like, what are you looking at? And he's like, nothing, just a photo album.
Did you not give him a heads up that he needed to open it in privacy?
Yeah.
I thought seeing Own Boudoir, which was the company name, on the front of the box would be a clue in. It was a surprise. I am an idiot. I did put it in like a little basket with stuff for his groomsmen as well.
But before we get into the story, why do brides give the boudoir photo shoot to the grooms before they have to walk down the aisle? Like, why do you want them bricked up before you get a stand? Because before guys in family.
To help with his cold feet.
Because it's funny. I want to see you struggle.
All right, so she gives you the boudoir photo album.
Uh-huh.
It's sexy. And then you find out her mom was the one that was a photographer and she took the photos.
I'd be a little weirded out.
Would you?
Yeah, I'd be a little weirded out.
Because that's the situation we're dealing with right now.
I need you all to weigh in. Your show as a whole is pretty open-minded, so please tell me if you think this is weird. I'm getting married in a few months, and I've been planning a special gift for my fiance. I wanted to give him something intimate, personal, and memorable, so I decided on a boudoir photo book. The twist here is that the photographer for the shoot was none other than my own mother. Now, I know this might sound unusual at first, but let me explain.
Listening.
Bring it.
My mother is an incredibly talented photographer, and she has a wonderful eye for capturing beautiful, tasteful images. We have a very close relationship, and she has always made me feel comfortable and confident in my own skin. When I told her about my idea, she was enthusiastic and supportive. The photo shoot was a fun and empowering experience, and the results are stunning, exactly what I envisioned as a heartfelt gift for my husband-to-be. However, I shared my idea with a close friend, and she was, to put it mildly, shocked. She thinks it's quite strange, even inappropriate, that my mother took these intimate photos. Her reaction has made me second guess my decision and question whether I might be crossing some kind of boundary that I wasn't aware of. Is this gift idea genuinely as odd as my friends think, or is it just an unconventional but ultimately harmless expression of love and trust? I want my fiance to feel special and cherished, and I don't want this gift to backfire because of the unusual circumstances of the photo shoot.
First and foremost, I applaud your closeness with your mother. I think that's lovely. Yes, a little golf clap. Yeah. Okay.
to the closest.
On to the next hole.
I think that
that well actually played. Was unintended.
We didn't mean that.
Didn't mean it.
So yeah, I think that's a beautiful thing that you two are that close and you can do something like that, right? I personally, that's not my wheelhouse. That wouldn't be my jam. I don't want my mom to see my clam. Like, that's just, even though, like, you know, she changed me as a baby. It's just, I can't do that. And I think this is a lovely idea for a gift for your husband. I say you go through with it, but you don't tell him who the photographer is, because I think it might, I don't want to use the word taint because that feels too strong.
Because you know mom's photographing that part too.
Exactly. But I do feel it might, Sully doesn't feel like the right word to use. I just don't think he would get as much enjoyment from the photos as you intend for him to if he knows your mom was the one who took the
pics.
You
don't want him thinking about your mom every time he cracks that book, and that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, normally I'm on the side of tell the truth. Full transparency, but not this time. I don't think it's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. Your mom's a photographer. I kind of get it. I wouldn't be able to do it, but I get it.
Plus, you've been on the show for 5 years. You've heard some really weird stuff.
We've heard a lot worse.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, yeah, but I agree. I don't think he has to know that part. I don't think there's anything wrong with leaving that part out and letting him enjoy the images as they are.
Yeah, I think if you tell him, he's going to be 100% weirded out just because nobody knows the... intimacies is the wrong word, but like the closeness of your relationship between you and your mom, that to you, you know why it's not weird, but to everybody else, they're like picturing their relationship with their mom. So don't put that image in his head. Just give him all the images in the book that you've already got for him.
Hey, Al Shea, thanks so much for joining the show. You think this is weird or nah?
Good morning. No, I do not think it's weird. The boudoir doesn't have to be nude. She could just be in, like, sexy lingerie, and it's her mom. She can't keep it a secret because he's going to want to know if a dude did take the pictures anyway.
Oh, you think so?
So, yeah, I would want to know. I'm like, yo, who took these pictures? That's the first thing I want to know before I say this is nice.
A nondescript woman.
There you go. A woman. A woman.
All right, Cassie, jobs you never knew existed.
So I was having dinner with my friend Casey, and she was telling me how she used to work, like, at an agency in L.A., and one day they were working with, like, I think it was a movie studio or production house, and she saw this guy, and she chatted with him, and he had the coolest job of all time. And it was his entire job all day was to sit and listen to music on Spotify.
What?
Or whatever.
That's it?
Whatever platform. Because he was choosing music for the movie soundtracks.
Oh.
And so he just got to listen to songs all day long, mark ones that he thought would be good, and move along. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You just get to do what I would do anyway for free?
And how do you, like, how do you become the chosen one to
yes.
do this?
How does one obtain this job? I don't know. But it got me interested because another time I was watching a movie, and in the credits, they had a horror consultant listed in the movie credits. So they had someone's full job is to advise movies and TV shows on how to execute horror properly. And I'm like, what other random jobs are out there that I don't know about that could have been my dream job? So if y'all had to have like one made up job, that would be the absolute perfect job, what would it be?
So growing up, I used to really love the Travel Channel. I was obsessed with Samantha Brown. Do you know who Samantha Brown is?
Yes.
I was a Samantha Brown enthusiast as an 8-year-old.
You're such a dork.
If you don't know who Samantha Brown is, Samantha Brown was like this woman in her early 40s who got to travel the world for free. So she went to like all these different countries and did travel shows. And I always thought that was the coolest job. So when I was in college, that was like my dream gig. I was like, if I could travel the world and be the next Samantha Brown, that would be sick. So maybe something like that, but maybe to make it more niche, maybe I choose like really interesting Airbnbs and then I become like a cool Airbnb consultant and I tell you who has nice clean Airbnbs with no weird cameras and comfortable beds.
So you go that route. And I mean, that would be amazing. And I know I remember Samantha Brown and I know exactly what you're talking about, especially from the Travel Channel. I just want puppies to nap in my lap.
Oh, that's cute. Well,
like, because, you know, sometimes you want a puppy and it's like all like, rah! But I just want to be like a professional nap lap for puppies.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, the nap lap.
The nap lap.
Yes.
The nap, professional napper lapper.
And then I get to smell their little puppy breath and then they would just curl up and they would just take little naps in my lap and I'd be like a professional nap lap.
You don't think your son will have a problem with that?
He'll learn to share.
There are a couple on this list that might be up your alley then, because one of them is an ostrich babysitter.
Shut up.
You babysit baby ostriches to make sure that they don't peck at each other, and that's your whole job. That's
actually, that sounds like my nightmare job. Like birds pecking at my face or birds pecking at each other. Niche fear.
Yeah, not much Save of a Hitchcock that. Fan, huh?
Please.
No.
Abby doesn't want anything pecking at her face. Keep your pecker away from me.
Professional sleeper is one of them.
Okay.
They try beds in hotels. Oh. Full-time Netflix watcher.
Oh,
their job is to watch Netflix full-time and advise on different categories. Professional mermaid is legitimately one. You could also be a legal bank robber. Like banks will hire these people to make sure their vaults are impenetrable. A professional mourner. People will literally hire professional mourners for family members' funerals to make their family member look better than they were.
You're lying.
I'm not. That's alongside professional bridesmaid, which is legit, and professional boyfriend. Like if you needed to bring a guy home to your parents to impress them, you can hire a professional boyfriend.
That is called an escort.
Yeah, I guess it is.
It's 100% an escort.
Professional apologizer, which I feel like all women already are.
Yeah.
Professional snuggler. You can hire people to snuggle you by the hour.
And it's also in the escort category, I think.
Professional paper towel sniffer to make sure they smell good. But these two last ones are my favorite. Iceberg mover. They literally track icebergs and will come in and move them out of the way of the ships. And zombie. You could be a professional zombie.
The Titanic is like, where was this 70 years ago?
I think that's why the career became.
The Burt Show.